Happy to be here, the Steve Goss on 90.1, the only place you can hear Mara's Music Mix with Mara Davis. Time again to get a heads up about Atlanta's coolest concerts for the weekend. Good to see you again.
Yes, it wouldn't be Mara's Music Mix without Mara. And tonight's going to be a really lovely evening over at the Atlanta Botanical Garden. Punch Brothers, I'm With Her, and Julian Lage, who's a great guitar player. This is just going to be an incredible night. Of course, the Punch Brothers, Chris Thiele, part of our Prairie Home Companion here. Here's what they do. Like, all the three bands play a separate set, and then they jam together in the end.
And it's different every show. It's called the American Acoustic Tour.
That's Punch Brothers, I'm With Her, and Julian Lage at the Atlanta Botanical Garden tonight. I would actually want a tape of you on the old Peach 94.9 days walking up an Air Supply song. Did you do that? Did you hit the post? I'm all out of love. I mean, even the nights are better. I mean, how many Air Supply songs did you play in your career of light rock?
Total number or different ones? about six different songs, a couple million. Air Supply was never a band that I was that fond of.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the audience was, but I didn't. I don't own any Air Supply CDs.
I do, and I make fun of them, but I also enjoy the music. But here's the thing. These guys were so popular, but they were such wimps. Every song is wimpier than the next. But, I mean, who doesn't want to hear, like, Every Woman in the World sung to them? Girl, you're every woman in the world to me. That's Air Supply at Chastain tonight.
Saturday night at the Tabernacle, Gucci Mane, the comeback kid, is performing. Well, he's got a story.
Yeah, and he's really reinvented himself, you know, from like jail and a life of crime and hip-hop to a life of celebrity and hip-hop. He's really changed. He's lost a bunch of weight. He's changed his teeth. He's now doing all these duets with people and pop music. So he's one of those great Atlanta hip-hop pioneers. I mean, he's one of the originals. So it's interesting to see that transformation, you know, and he's worked himself not only in hip-hop culture, but in pop culture as well.
Yeah, he just did a duet with Selena Gomez, Fetish,
yeah,
which is getting a lot of buzz. And he has his autobiography is coming out in September.
I would like to hear an interview with him on Lois Wright's City Lights.
I would too. Lois Wright's interviews Gucci Mane. PBA could sell tickets to that.
That's Gucci Mane at the Tabernacle on Saturday night. Two superstars, one venue. This is another Light Rock Supreme show, Steve, and I love both of these artists, Lionel Richie and Mariah Carey. Now, I've seen Mariah before. She sounds incredible, but I will tell you, she does not move that much. Fine. But all of those great songs like We Belong Together, Fantasy, Vision of Love, I still get the chills when I hear that song, her first hit. And then right next to her, you've got Lionel Richie. I can't hear All Night Long without getting up and wanting to dance.
For me, it's Brick House.
Right!
So, yeah. Well, between the two of them, they've each won 5 Grammys. And Lionel Richie is just one of the nicest guys you've ever wanted to meet.
Oh, really? Have you interviewed him?
I've interviewed him on live on the radio. After that show, there were hundreds of people waiting in line for autographs. He signed every one of them.
I love that. Yeah. That's Lionel Richie and Mariah Carey at the Infinite Energy Center on Sunday night.